The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Matt's here. Matt, you wanted to weigh in on the crises, apparently, in hay and alfalfa and other things. Some of it's actually been good for you, I guess. Tell me about that.
Yeah, at the top of the price market for hay, for grass and alfalfa, we're feeding horses.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and daughter said they were paying $460 per ton for grass and $420 for alfalfa. And now it's around $300 per ton for each. So that's quite a big price drop on a percentage basis, which helps us, right? But and we have a connection for hay, which I don't give out. But
which you don't give
I
out?
I understand what everybody's – I'm not giving out my connection, no.
Oh.
But it's true. You know, when everybody – thought that they were all these hay farmers thought they were going to be billionaires growing weed, and they ran out there and didn't know anything about the markets, which is funny because these are people who deal in farm markets, but not for weed. They just didn't understand all the, you know, the things that could go wrong. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to comment actually on the VP pick.
Okay, hold on. Before you do the VP pick, we have to make sure that everybody knows the number one bite. For Tim Walz, okay?
One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
There we go.
I got to tell you, I love that you were playing that at the beginning. It was cracking me up.
But you know, everyone's going to play all this other crazy stuff that he's done, but that's the main thing. That tells you everything you need to know about Tim Walz, really.
Yeah. I just wonder if people are even going to understand that. You know, the fact is, it's the low information voter, as Rush, you know, he coined that phrase, the low information voter. As long as they get the message that's being put out by the news, then none of that's going to matter. No one's ever going to know who this guy was. But I just wanted to say this. I had called months and months and months ago, and I commented that eventually for the left to get their utopia, they were going to have to lift their skirts and drop their drawers.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have to, and they have to do it right at the end, because if they did it too soon, then enough people might wake the hell up and do something about it. So they're waiting till just to the end. Having said that, this pick is interesting to me for one reason. Is this the lifting of the skirt and the dropping of the drawers, or did the governor for Pennsylvania basically say, there is no way I want to work for someone who's this big of a dope? I am not going to sit second seat to a woman who couldn't carry my lunch bucket.
I believe that it's the latter. I believe it's that. And I know that everyone's talking about Josh Shapiro having been snubbed, right? I don't think this was a snubbing at all. I think this is him being smart and saying, hey, I am not going to hitch myself to this kind of insanity.
Would you go, if you knew your boss that you were, you know, potentially going to work for somebody, was this big of a dope? I mean, she's a dope. She's just a dope. She doesn't know anything about anything. So I think this was basically the gamble. The gamble is we can show enough leg here. I personally think that they believe that you could pick someone like this guy Walz because they feel they have enough illegal aliens living here now that there's enough fraud out there.
And I think they also realize, though, that there may be time running out and that if you're going to go full commie, you got to go full commie right now in this particular situation. Or there might be enough pushback that figures it out. And maybe they're thinking this is almost like the Hail Mary. If we're going to go commie, let's go full commie. That sort of thing.
You hit it right on the head there, Bill. I think this was the gamble. This was the gamble to see if we could get it done. If they can't, then you got trouble. But I think they also feel like they've put enough roadblocks in the way if Trump gets in to prevent him from doing all the things he wants to do. They've got enough, you know, places to trip him up. And they're going to come back with Shapiro and Newsom or Shapiro and one of these other lunatics, and they're going to be running in 2028. And then it's going to come down to Republicans. Does J.D. Vance get a ticket? Does DeSantis come back? Does somebody else step up? It'll be interesting, but, you know, one thing at a time, I guess.
All right, indeed. Hey, appreciate the call as always, Matt. You be well, okay?
All right, Bill. Bye.
All right. 12 minutes after 8. Mark Seligman almost thrown out of or dragged out of the Gold Hills City Council meeting last night. I wanted to talk to him about that. And it has to do with the recall of John West in Joe County. More on that coming up.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
One of each, Forte VIN 807033, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 920929, MSRP 21740-3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9/2/24.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS. For a new 2024 Kia Soul LX, just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Serna. Mostly cloudy and hazy conditions today for the Rogue Valley, hitting a high of 100, but most likely fluctuating between those high 90s and low 100s. For today and tomorrow, we see a slight drop-off in temperatures by the weekend, and start of next week, low 90s.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
When passengers believe that they've been mistreated by an airline, they often take to social media and post their story. Usually, the airline swings into damage control and reaches out. But travelers beware. Maybe that message of help is not customer service. I'm Kim Commando for T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. This summer, the bad guys are stalking social media for angry passengers. When you post your airline nightmare, they spring into action, posing as customer service agents to steal your booking confirmation numbers and credit cards. Sometimes they send distraught passengers to a spoofed website that looks almost identical to the airline's. There, they harvest personal information and steal the passenger's identity. Law enforcement, even the FBI, are completely overwhelmed by cybercrime. Once you fall for the scam, the chance of recovering your lost money is near zero. Your best defense? Contact the airline directly. There's still time to enter to win a $1,000 gift card at winfromkim.com. Hey friends, Kim here. You know, it seems the older you get, the savvier you become at saving money. I really hate to overspend on things, especially the necessities. But thanks to T-Mobile, I don't have to worry about overpaying for wireless service, so I've got more time and money to spend on other things. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a month per line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, ScamShield Premium is included, which means fewer scam calls and more tools to help you optimize and organize your mobile life. Experience all this and more with T-Mobile, America's largest 5G network. Don't miss out. Get two lines of talk, text, and data for $30 a month per line at T-Mobile. Visit T-Mobile.com or your local store to make the switch and save.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 25% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details. Capable device required for Scam Shield. Turning on Scam Block, my block calls you on. Disable.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
17 after 8, Mark Seligman, who was running for, well, he's running for state rep in Joe County. How are you doing this morning? What was that, Mark?
A little shaken from last night.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to bring you on here because you called me up and told me an amazing tale about an hour ago when I was off air here with you during the breaks. And you went to the Gold Hill City Council yesterday, and you've had a bead on Lily Morgan. And Lily Morgan is the petitioner, the lead petitioner, to try to recall Commissioner John West in Joe County. She's also the city manager of the city of Gold Hill. And so you went over. Listen, I have to admire your chutzpah here, Mark. I really have to. But you went over to the city of Gold Hill for their city council meeting. So what happened?
Well, unfortunately, I publicized it too much, and the place was packed with Lily Morgan supporters and a couple of non-Lily Morgan supporters. The reason I went is because I feel the recall against Commissioner West is completely unjust. I'm a Democrat. He's a Republican. I listen to him. I look at any little thing that I can get on him. I don't get anything on him. I just get that he's factual, he tells the truth, and I'm satisfied with him, and he agrees with me on taxation, regulation, and private property rights, unlike my fellow Democrats. So, you know, here I go, and I'm going to talk about the recall. Mike Pelfrey gets up, he talks about the recall, and Lily Morgan, and then they basically say, "No, we don't want to hear about the recall. We want to hear what relates to the city of Gold Hill." So I figured, well, okay, I got to change what I'm going to say. I said, it does relate to the city. The city manager is the lead petitioner. The amount of time that it's going to take to organize a recall as the lead petitioner is enormous. You got to get volunteers. You got to get paperwork. How can you do two jobs like that? I said, this is something the Gold Hill City Council should be considering. So, and then I brought up my complaints with her as an appointee. She was for warrantless searches of hemp farms. That's completely illegal. It got thrown out of committee as a state representative. For Democrats, well, she was an election denier. For Republicans, she wanted to put tampons in boys' bathrooms. You know, she's for taxation regulation, so she should never have been appointed. So I got to say what I wanted to say. They cut me off. It seemed awfully short.
Yeah.
And they start criticizing me. So I said, and then I had 10 seconds above the limit, and he wanted to arrest me. So
arrest
I sat down. When it was all over, okay, they have public comment amongst the mayor. Mm-hmm. The mayor said, Lily Morgan is my friend. I support her. She brought $1 million in to Gold Hill. And when you attack her.
How did Lily Morgan bring in $1 million to Gold Hill?
In grants.
Okay. All right, getting other taxpayers to pay for Gold Hill. Okay, got it. Okay.
Gold Hill residents, listen to this. Mayor Ron Palmer is your mayor, okay? When we were all done, he looks at me and he goes, anything you said is ridiculous. You can watch it. Gold Hill video, the tape. Mm-hmm. And then the closing remarks, this is what really disturbs me. He goes, I've been in the military 34 years, and you know, what you deserve is military justice, whatever that means. To me, that's a threat.
Wow. Okay? The mayor of Gold Hill said you deserved military justice for what?
Good question. So I said, now you're threatening me, basically. It's on tape. Just go watch it. Gold Hill video, August 6th, you know, last night.
Okay.
I walked out of there. Mark Collier followed me. He's a big Lily Morgan, harassing me, just trying to get under my skin, which unfortunately did. So this is what's happening. Hopefully I can make it to Commissioner West this morning and say I appreciate what you've done. But, yeah, I'm trespassed, I think. Why do I even want to go there again? I won't. Lily Morgan's going to try to work her way back to Josephine County, either as a county manager or commissioner. Mark my words, you heard it here. This is her experience learning being in a little podunk city like Gold Hill. So, okay.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with little cities, though. I wouldn't smear Gold Hill. I think Gold Hill's a very nice city.
When little cities are run by fascists. Then there is something wrong with it because you can't get anywhere. At least in a big city that's run by fascists, you have a lot of people. But that's how. Here's a public citizen, and he's just, you attack me, you attack Lily Morgan, it's the same thing. So, you know, I'm being threatened. Oh, when I was all done, I called 911 since I was physically threatened. You know what? Why do people even pay for law enforcement? Law enforcement said if he called us and he came out and he got in a dispute with him, we would have done nothing. They would have done nothing about him threatening to arrest me. They would have done nothing about his threat. Why do we even pay for law enforcement if a citizen can't go to a public meeting and get harassed and law enforcement doesn't get involved?
Well, law enforcement is really not there to referee political disagreements.
Yeah, okay.
You know, at a public meeting, though. I think you know that.
I could say to you, on the air right now. I could threaten you on the air right now. I could threaten. They're not going to do anything about it.
No, it has. It's a matter of if it's a credible threat and if someone could actually go through with it. There's all sorts of rules about what a threat is. But yeah, I get your point.
Anyway, that's what I want people to know. This is my experience. I'm an involved citizen. I'm running for state rep. I'm not your typical Democrat. They hate my guts. Even the Republicans are starting to like me. You know, when I stick to local issues. I mean, this is like what?
You know, Mark, like I said, I admire you going there. I really have to tell you. But, of course, this is that really calm, cool, collected East Coast persona, you know, of you. That you bring to it, in which, you know, you never raise your voice. You're very calm, you know.
Please watch the tape.
All right.
The people listening.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go find it. I'm going to post it, too. Okay?
Beautiful.
All right?
Thank you, Bill.
All right. You take care. Mark Seligman. It is 8:24 on KMED, 99.3 KBXG. Wow. I didn't realize it was such a big deal going on out there and threats abounding and curses flying back and forth.
Saudis drop the petrol. Times are changing fast. Russia, China, BRICS, they're shaking off the past. Down in Ashland Town, there's a place to find your trust. J. Austin and Company's where you gotta put your bucks. Dollar ain't as strong, but the silver's gleaming bright. Gotta hedge your bets, make sure you sleep at night. Winding through the hills to that little country store. J. Austin and Company will help you keep some more. Get your gold and silver, stash it while you can. Future's feeling shaky, better take a stand. J. Austin and Company, for your silver and your gold.
Thank you from our entire team for voting us the best insurance agency in Southern Oregon. Hi, it's Megan McPherson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. When protecting your family and business, you want to choose the best professionals to work with. As a local business owner myself, who has also been voted Southern Oregon's best for another year, you can trust my team and I to put our experience to work for your family and business. We can help you achieve the protection and peace of mind you desire with the knowledge and expertise you deserve. Give us a call at 541-776-0673 or stop by the office.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is the Rogue Valley's spray-on bedliner leader for 20 years running. We're excited to upgrade our spray-on bedliner product to MilSpec and join the fast-growing nationwide network of dealers. Our new MilSpec bedliners are backed by a nationwide lifetime warranty and feature the latest innovations in spray-on bedliner technology. Stop by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority and let our seasoned team of professionals give your truck the protection it needs with a MilSpec spray-on bedliner.
Joel here with another Butler money-saving truck deal. Get $4,300 in Ford rebate, get another $1,000 in Ford trade assistance cash, plus $900 in Ford finance cash, and I'll tack on a $3,800 Butler Ford discount for a total savings of $10,000 off a 2024 Ford F-150 4x4 crew cab, or buy a new 2024 Ford Bronco Sport for less than $27,000 when you have a qualifying competitor SUV. Also, I've got low interest rates, well, on everything. Edges, Escapes, certified pre-owned Explorers, Broncos, you name it. Butler says yes to $10,000 off on trucks. Butler says yes to saving thousands on Ford Broncos. Butler says yes to low interest rates. And Butler says yes for more for your trade. Butler Ford and Truck Center, rated number one Ford store in Oregon by Google. Just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got the selection you desire and the guest experience you require.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer down fee with vehicle count cost of $42,884. 72 monthly payments of $15.15 per thousand finance. All financing on approved credit.
You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
I appreciate you waking up here, 8:27. Gosh, we had a lot of serious conversation this morning on, what's going on with the vice presidential pick. We got the hay crisis and so much more. We need a dad joke. Dad joke of the day is sponsored by Two Dog Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Now, today's a pretty good dad joke. It's sort of an Olympics version. What does a sprinter eat before a race? Nothing. They fast. There you go. If you got a better one, contribute it to Two Dogs Fabricating. Go to twodogsfab.com and email it to them. Maybe you'll hear it on my show, okay? By the way, they have their 2024 model year-end closeout on all Iron Bull trailers in stock. That's been extended. Instant $750 rebate on the Iron Bull dump trailer. That's a 12 to 16 footer. Or a $500 instant rebate on Iron Bull equipment trailers from 16 to 24 lengths. If you're looking for a new 2024 Iron Bull, time is right now. While they last, okay, over at Two Dogs Fab, okay? Two Dogs Fabrication. It is 828 at KMBD, 99.3 KBXG. Let's go through some emails of the day. Haven't had a chance to do as many of them as I would have liked because a lot of good, great people writing emails of the day, and those are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson at Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. It's on Freeman Way, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant, which is down the road a little bit from the McDonald's, so that kind of knows where you're going up there. And they have a pretty cool situation there if you need specialized water picks or toothbrushes, toothpastes, mouthwashes, things like that. They want to make sure that you can keep your teeth in great shape. They'll sell it to you from this kiosk at their cost, no profit, no markup. They want to make sure you have the good stuff at a reasonable price. Get your appointment today at Central Point Family Dentistry. com. I want to give an email of the day to Bob Shan. Bob Shan writes in from the city of Medford quite often, and he says, at least they're not allowing the bums to sleep in the dog park. And he sends me a picture. It made me laugh. And right there, there's a picture right there on the gate, lying and sleeping prohibited within dog park at all times. On all the other parks, difference of opinion. I guess we have our priorities, don't we? A lot of people writing me this morning about the agricultural problems I was talking about with Glenn Archambault, the hay crisis and what's going on with the animals and land use and everything else. And Ann writes in, Bill, based on your talk with Glenn, watch this video on Eastern Oregon fires, and I will certainly do that. Thanks so much, Ann. And Granny weighs in here, Bill, the wildfires have killed thousands of cattle. Look for high meat prices and low hay prices. Appreciate you writing about that. Randy weighs in on a bumper sticker. Bill, I just saw a bumper sticker that says it all. This childless cat lady is voting for Kamala. Miserable people vote for candidates whose policies will make everyone else as miserable as childless cat ladies. These are his words, okay? Multiple studies show people in nuclear families are happier and more satisfied than single childless people. This catless father of five is voting for Trump. Good for you, Randy. I appreciate that. And let's, Steve end up writing me about the rocket attacks in Iraq. Hey, Bill, I've been reading about how our U.S. air base in Iraq was being rocketed yet again. This time, five U.S. personnel injured, two contractors were hurt, too. Thankfully, none killed. Pondering this repeated attack and injury of our soldiers, I'm wondering why our people are suffering. It's not so much Hezbollah, Hamas, Jihad, or other Iranian hatred. No, those guys get out of bed, see that it's Thursday, and say it's time to rocket the airbase again, and they do. Now, my question is, why aren't the headlines saying U.S. anti-rocket and drone defense systems shoot down a number of rockets, drones targeting U.S. airbase, no personnel injured? By comparison, that's what the Israeli headlines are saying, how their long and short distance defenses are stopping about 99% of what is fired at them. Yeah, the Iron Dome. Right, Steve? Repeated attacks on a known fixed location is not the same as a children's soccer field. Instead, it's a super major defense location having multi-million dollar systems and assets and the personnel to operate the base. The base should have rings of defensive systems around it and miles out to destroy any and all attacks on that base so that no one can even drop an empty pop bottle on the ground there. Or are the headlines false and untrue? Is the place properly defended? No one's being hurt, and the entire base is just a ruse decoy meant to draw fire. I mean, we are either foolhardy stupid or bunch smart, but let's face it, we're not fooling anyone over there. All they have to do is look. We're only fooling or lying to Americans who can't see. What do you think? Are we stupidly and irresponsibly risking our personnel assets and status there? And why aren't we systemed up and reporting successes like the Israelis are? Steve. All right, Steve, I'll give you the long. Well, I'm just going to give you the short of it. The short of it is yes, you know, to both of your questions here. You have to remember that in spite of what they're doing, whatever our betters within the foreign policy realm are doing, they want war. The system wants war. And if it takes some American bases and a few people, you know, killed and or roughed up to trigger something, in spite of the fact that we hear this talk that that Biden's trying to negotiate a settlement in the Gaza conflict, it's probably not going to be. They want war. The system wants war. The uniparty in Washington, D.C. wants war. And, you know, the Lindsey Graham types, and, you know, that's what they thirst for. That's what they thirst for. And I don't like saying this, but all you have to do is observe him for a little while. And by the way, this is a bipartisan uniparty. That's why it's a uniparty. War is the business of the United States. I hate to say that, just the way it is. 833 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG. Didn't we get out of Iraq? That's silly for me to even make a question like that. I'm going to stop. Forget I said anything, okay? All right.
Power outages are becoming more common. Patriot Electric can size you with the correct Generac generator backup system for when outages occur. Whether you need a powerful portable or a whole house system to power your house, barn, shop, and pump house, a flip of a switch will produce power when you need it the most to pump water and provide essentials like AC and refrigeration. Call Patriot Electric and get your own Generac generator, an investment you'll never regret. We are Generac sales, installation, and service professionals. Visit Patriot Electric Oregon.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Oregon's infrastructure remains mediocre and earned an overall C-, according to the 2024 report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers. Aviation, bridges, drinking water, energy, ports, and roads earned Cs, while dams, stormwater, transit, and wastewater earned Ds. No system in Oregon was graded above a C. The Oregon Department of Transportation claims it's facing a $345 million shortfall and warning of large job cuts if the agency doesn't receive more funding next year. ODOT blames the shortfall on flattening revenues and inflation. They fail to mention the increased costs of raises and PERS contributions. Jackson County Fire District 5 Chief Charles Hanley has been fired after 3 months on leave. The fire district board voted to fire him last night. This comes after union complaints of bullying, harassment, along with budget and staffing concerns. I'm Bill London, KMED News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The storm called Debbie left a real mess in parts of the South, slammed by the storm, lingering off the coast of South Carolina now. Tropical storm posing a major flooding threat. Forecasters expect it to move inland by late tonight before heading north. In parts of the New York City area cleaning up the aftermath of torrential rains that unleashed flash flooding. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz quickly attacking former President Trump after Walz was chosen by Kamala Harris to be her running mate. GOP vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance calling Harris and Walz a great tag team. Today, that team is campaigning in Wisconsin and Michigan. And President Biden continuing to work diplomatic channels in search of a Gaza war ceasefire. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 372 points, the Nasdaq ahead 258. More details, srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Good. Artisan Bakery Cafe Summer Specials. Now is the time to indulge in a delicious affogato. Two perfectly pulled shots of espresso poured over creamy vanilla ice cream. For an extra treat, add chocolate and whipped cream to make it an affogato sundae. Come on by Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1325 Center Drive, just across from South Bredmeyer. Indoor and outdoor seating available. That's Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company provides water to Rogue Valley homes from field to faucet, including water filtration systems and service. Siskiyou Pump offers a free water test for hardness, iron, pH, and conductivity, and will offer a free no-obligation estimate on service or a new state-of-the-art filtration system if desired. We've been producing the most essential ingredient to your home for over 50 years, fresh, clean water. So if you have concerns about your water, call for your free water test and no-obligation quote. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Hey ladies, come in and take a look at our Anna Zuckerman collection at Father and Son Jewelry.
It certainly is stunning. The jewelry has been worn by actresses on the red carpet at the Oscars.
Ladies can look like a million bucks and no one can tell the difference between the synthetic lab-created stones and gems. And the settings are breathtaking.
Come be dazzled by the Anna Zuckerman collection at Father and Son Jewelry on Jackson between Riverside and Central.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Open for business. Randall is back here. Randall at Advanced Air, 772-6866. By the way, become a member of the Comfort Club, so that way, if your HVAC blows its guts out, you can actually, you got priority. Nothing blows out in the summertime, though. Isn't that right, Randall? Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Bill. You know, in the summertime, we're over the major heat hump coming on the downhill side. It is interesting, though, with the summertime, along with the heat and the smoke, we see a lot of thunderstorms. We see a lot of electricity variables and brownouts. All of this new equipment has a lot of electrical components in it. We're dealing with somebody right now from Shady Cove who had a system fried because of a brownout.
No kidding.
It is important to have surge protection on your air conditioners, on your furnaces, on your heat pumps. All of this stuff is communicative electronic equipment. Protect it. It's a small price to pay for peace of mind.
And you would install that for what, a few hundred bucks at most, right?
Yeah, it starts around $350. There's some different options. There's some monitoring options, and then there's just some flat protection options. If you get into the monitoring, you get up closer to the $800 to $1,000 mark, but entry level is about $350.
Yeah, are those things, we've had some of those at transmitter sites that have like these green lights that show up protection on them.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of things you're talking about?
And it can show if it's been triggered and at what level and when and all of that, which makes a compelling argument if you need to make an insurance claim.
Ah, got it.
Or if you need to make a claim with your electrical provider.
Yeah, I just want to hold equipment up to Pacific Power and say, see what you did. I don't know if they care, but
if you got proof that it was the energy spike coming into the through the meter, then that's a pretty compelling argument.
All right. Well, that's good to know then, okay? So anyway, think about that. By the way, what is the filthiest air filter you have seen in the summertime yet? Have you gone out on any calls?
We see stuff growing on those filters.
Really?
And that's the first place our technicians go. They come into the house, they'll turn on the thermostat. The second place they go is to the air filter. And more often than not, it is caked with dust, with pet hair, especially this time of year when you have wildfires, there's a lot of smoke. The best thing you can do for your system is to change the filter. A dirty filter restricts airflow and starves your equipment, and it'll burn up the motors.
Now, my system has two. There's two. Yeah. And so I have to replace those, I don't know, twice as often or whatever it is. But in the wintertime, I can usually get about 60 to 90 days. But in the summertime, it's about 30 to 60, really, with the wildfire smoke. I think there's a connection, isn't there?
Yeah, there is for sure. And right now, I'm putting MERV 8s in my house.
Same with me.
It's about 30 to 45 days, and they're getting dirty. And, our house is pretty well sealed up in the summer, but it's just they're just really dirty right now.
Yeah, and I know you'll laugh when I say this is the little clue for me. When I hear a little whistle in one of them, it's like it always seems to be when it's sucking hard. It's like, okay, there we know.
Yeah, when you hear that filter sucking up when the system kicks on, that's a good indicator that it's plugged up, clogged, and there's a restriction.
All right, we'll check that. Hey, what kind of deals do you have available right now? Because there are all sorts of rebate offers, even right now. Oregon Energy Trust, and I guess there's the you know, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, but still there's benefits out there for it, right?
Yeah, there's some really compelling incentives out there with those institutions. But then Advanced Air has a up to $1,000 rebate on residential Bryant ductless systems.
That's cool.
And hybrid systems. So that's a great savings. And that's through Advanced Air and our Bryant distributor. So that's a great program as well.
All right, very good. And I wanted to talk about something, a story which is making the rounds here. And how long before you're required to turn over control of your thermostat to Pacific Power, or in this particular case, PGE? Because Coin Television had a story about this the other day, about what's going on with up north near Portland on this, huh?
Yeah, I saw that. It's a really interesting piece, and you know, it's something that we've been expecting for quite a while. As everything becomes more intelligent, you know, that information is shared, and you know, the EPA is kind of the holder of all of the standards, energy standards, and everything like that. So, you know, the government is kind of dictating what you can put in your house and when you can use it, and all of that. So that's kind of an interesting thing. And now with this PGE piece that was written, you have this option to opt in to their program, and that gives them oversight. And during peak seasons or peak times during the day, they can throttle back your air conditioning, basically.
So they'll just turn up your air conditioner in the or they'll turn up the thermostat in the summertime, or turn it down, I guess, in the winter, right? That kind of thing.
Yes. So maybe instead of, if they see your set point is at like 68 at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they might say, nah, that's way too cold of a call. We're going to raise that up to 74 because of the burden on the grid, and therefore, or maybe even higher. And so there, it's just a very interesting predicament that we could find ourselves in here pretty quick. And it has implications on homeowners and business owners, particularly if there's health and safety concerns that, you know, are governing your institution or your home or whatever, that you have to be at a certain temperature.
What could possibly be the advantage for someone in their home or their apartment, wherever it is, turning over control of their thermostat to either Pacific Power or PG&E or whoever else is supplying power? What's the advantage?
Well, I think that, to be fair, that, you know, if you're out of town maybe and you forget to turn off your system or turn up your stat because you're not occupying the space, then, I mean, that's the pretense is, okay, well, Big Brother can make adjustments or modify your controls in your absence, right?
And Big Brother truly loves us, though, Randall, right?
Yeah.
Big Brother loves us. We love Big Brother, too. Be a little sarcastic.
Right, so it's for our convenience and for our safety. But really, you know, that's where it starts. But where does it go from there? I mean, you know, opt-ins we've found with building codes and with energy standards, opt-in programs are the, you know, the prerequisite to future code codification, where it becomes required. So it's kind of an interesting path that we're on.
So is this a translated as in be careful what you ask for or what you opt into? Would that be fair?
Well, absolutely. Know what you're opting into for sure. So, you know, when you're clicking on the I agree terms and conditions and you click on read more and they give you 20 pages of fine print, I mean, you know, it would be nice to know what you're opting into, and that is what you're giving away. I mean, you're giving away freedom, your freedom of comfort, your freedom of fuel type, your freedom of what, you know, your home domain.
So what starts off as an opt-in could be mandatory. Maybe if people – I don't know if it'll be if it gets more popular, then they'll start thinking, hey, we'll just make this happen with everyone. Can they legally do that, require an opt-in on something like this? Do you know?
Well, I don't know. I doubt that they can require it at this point. But, you know, I would imagine if there's, a state of emergency, you know, if there's wildfires and there's, you know, a heavy burden on the electrical grid or something, then they would use that as the pretense for, you know, taking control of a wide swath of smart thermostats and making adjustments. And yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, Randall. If I'm not much of a fan of the online thermostat, the thought that I have to have my thermostat communicating with me through public internet at all times. Is that a have to, really? I haven't done it yet.
Well, there's certainly a drawback to all of the connectedness, you know, in our vehicles, in our central air systems. You know, everything is supposed to be smarter now and intelligent now, you know, for our convenience and for our safety and for our health. And at some point you kind of start to ask the question, is this really beneficial? Who is this benefiting?
Yeah.
Is it really benefiting the consumer or the end user? And I don't think that it is.
Yeah, and just wait until CrowdPoint software ends up updating your service on your thermostat, right? And all of a sudden, blue screen of death, boom, it's gone for days.
Yeah. No AC for you.
Well, you know what you and I would be doing, you know, people that know, okay, where's my alligator clips? I'm going to go back to find the wiring.
Where's the workaround?
Yeah, we'll do that. So it's something to think about. I think that's really interesting. So our takeaway here on Open for Business, get those filters taken care of. And by the way, most of our systems are designed for a 25-degree drop. So if it's 105, you can expect maybe 80 in some homes, right?
Yeah, you're definitely going to see some creep. You know, in our area, we design for 95-degree temperature. You know, we don't design systems for the real outlier areas or outlier temperatures. Mm-hmm. And so as you exceed 95 degrees, 100 degrees, 105 degrees, you're going to see some loss in capacity, meaning your air conditioner just, it's not going to keep up, and it's not designed to keep up. So just because you set it at 70, if it's 105 outside and you're creeping up to 71, 72, that doesn't mean that your air conditioner is broken.
Don't panic.
Don't panic. It just means that it's working as designed and it's just not keeping up with the extreme heat.
I wonder if the people who owned the house before I did, when they put the AC in, the HVAC, you know, I can be 105 and I'm still at 71, 72, right where I set it. Did they use more capacity or over capacity or bigger thing?
Exactly. It might be oversized a little bit. And that would be producing more air conditioning, delivering more air conditioning.
Yeah, I wish it delivered it in the wintertime. That's when I really care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but having a clean air filter can help move air through the system and through the equipment. And having a dirty air filter does a lot of damage to the equipment, and it also prevents cool air from being delivered to for your comfort.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you coming on here and Open for Business here, Randall. By the way, one of the recaps, some of the great offers they have over at Advanced Air, 772-6866, first off call. Become a member of the Comfort Club so that if it does blow its guts out, that you get service right away. But Oregon Department of Energy Inflation Reduction Act, Build Back Better. We got Energy Trust of Oregon rebates and financing options. Some of them are based on instant savings. Some are income-based. Some are time-sensitive. The thing is, and right now you can get that Bryant Mini split and crossover system up to $1,000 back on that right now. So that's pretty darn cool. Good stuff there. All right.
Saving.
Randall, thank you so much, and you be well. And I'm still going to keep my thermostat off the grid, okay, if you don't mind.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. 772-6866, myadvancedair.com. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Well, you know, it's Orly Stove and Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why. You ought to stop and see our friend. Hey, Lamont here. It's time to spring into summer with a new splash-around pool from Orleys. Don't get caught high and dry this summer. Come into Orleys now and purchase your new pool before they are all gone. Splash-around pools are easy to assemble on most any level surface, and they can be assembled in about an hour with no tools required. Whether it's a spa, swim spa, or above-ground pool, Orleys Stoves and Spas has something for everyone. Come in to ask us about our Orleys easy financing programs. And for those of you considering a wood or pellet stove for next season, come in to ask us about our current 30% tax credit on qualifying wood stoves, pellet stoves, and installation. Orleys Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway. Or find us online at Orleys.com or at 541-779-5340.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is here. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to view the new magazine online and pick up a copy at the Jackson County Library, Eatonvale Winery, Food for Less, Royal Coffee Roasting, and Mercedes-Benz of Medford. Congratulations to all the winners representing Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. If you'd like to be a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED.
It's 8:53. Let me go to Todd in Central Point. Todd, you had an argument, but a conversation with Pacific Power about the online thermostat or the setting of something. Tell me more about that, please.
Yeah, it was more of a fact-finding thing. So one of our members of the church I attend, she's a former employee of PG&E, so she was all excited when she got an email that we'd be getting money back if we switched over to this smart thermostat thing. And so the story is, you get $50 for the thermostat and $25 off your bill every year.
Oh.
And it seemed like, you know, insignificant to me. So, but I called up just to be, you know, polite, like I'm following up on it. I call up Pacific Power and I had a nice conversation. And the person said, yeah, here's the deal. Some smart meters or smart thermostats might already be compatible that they can take over control of it, which, mm-hmm. you know, rubs me the wrong way right off the bat. But they said that it'll only shift it from your pre-programmed schedule by 3 degrees one way or the other. So it's not significant. And they said you could always override it at any time. So it's not bad, but it's at least the way they have it set up now. But for that, the juice just isn't worth the squeeze to me. For $25 a year, who cares?
Yeah, you always get that feeling that at some point, then, you know, it's 3 degrees right now. What is it? Where does it go when they're completely on intermittent and chaotic power? Right? When it's totally when it's total wind and solar, and they're not going to have any coal whatsoever, or they shut down the hydro and blow up another dam or two up there on the Columbia. Who knows, right? Where do we go?
Absolutely. I almost prefer to go the old-fashioned way, where you had just had that slide on the top of the thermostat, and that's all it is.
Yeah, the low-tech seems to be better. I have a smart thermostat, and I completely disabled all the smart stuff about it. We just treat it like a dumb thermostat that works pretty well, and it does. It's fine. And so that means that, you know, occasionally you bump it up a degree, but normally in the winter, in the summertime, rather, we'll keep it 71, sometimes 72, and bump it down a little bit at nighttime. We've had no problems with it, but Pacific Power keeps not hassling me, but they kind of giving me little nasty grams, like, you know, you could be saving more energy here. And he's just like, would you just shut up? Just leave me alone. Yeah. Just.
And, you know, maybe I'm paranoid, but I don't want some hacker to get in there and then come into the building and find out that the thermostat's been set at 100 degrees or something.
Exactly. All right. But everything online is so safe and secure. We know that, right?
Absolutely.
I love it. Hey, thanks for the call. I really appreciate that. All right. Now then, I wanted to make sure that you knew about this. Tomorrow. tomorrow, state lawmakers, they're having the road show coming here. The road show is coming. And this is members of the Joint Committee on Transportation holding a hearing that includes an Oregon Department of Transportation funding review. That's tomorrow, 5 o'clock at the Mace Building at the Jackson County Expo in Central Point, okay? You can register at the meeting if you want to talk 30 minutes before it starts. And if you want to send written testimony, I'll put that up on BillMeyerShow.com. It's like jct.exhibits at OregonLegislature.gov. But what they're going to try to do, though, is find a way to screw you out of some more money. Okay. And all I would say to them is that if you're worried about the gas tax not making enough money here, well, then come up with a special tax on electric vehicles. But you see, they don't want to do that. They want to do the chip. So I think you have to comment to make sure that we don't do that. Okay. All right. So I can't help you with the chip problem, but I can help you with insurance. All right. Before we take off, the number to call for Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance. Good guy, independent. In fact, he ended up helping me save some more money on my car insurance the other day because I got a renewal, and yeah, it went up like everything else has been really crazy. And so, Steve, can you help me, please? And so he did. He just wanted to put it to work, and he works with all these different companies, and he does it for KMED and KBXG listeners all over. It's really simple. You just call them up. You could call him right now. He doesn't mind you bugging him. It's business, all right? 541-261-5444, 541-261-5444. I think I got that right. But anyway, give him a chance, and he has helped so many people save money. And if he can save you money with his quote, great. And if he can't, at least you'll know you have a great deal one way or the other. SkyparkINS.com, 261-5444.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
An intelligent solution saves you money. This is Randall at Advanced Air. It takes an expert to navigate the current HVAC rebates. Call Advanced Air to